Oh, we're about 2.5 hours away. So my family, they're in Tulsa area, so we really didn't get in any trouble with the tornadoes.
I mean, just thoughts from, I mean, that's your home state, and just how devastating it was to kind of see that news go down yesterday, and just some things might be going through your mind.
I mean, it's definitely hard, especially being from Oklahoma. And I mean, it's just like tornadoes, they always hit that area, more Oklahoma City area. And I mean, that's just like the tornado alley. So, I mean, growing up in Oklahoma, I kind of expect that to where that's where the tornadoes usually hit.
And then you went to college in Kansas.
Yeah, we really, it seemed like Kansas, we really didn't have a lot of tornadoes as bad. But I mean, especially growing up in Oklahoma, more the Oklahoma City area. That's really Tornado Alley, really. They get it a lot.
What's some of the biggest matchups of the last 2 years were you on Wes Welker when you played New England?
Yeah.
Now you got him in practice all the time?
Yeah. I mean, going against him, he's one of the best slot receivers, and I think I'm one of the best slot corners. And going against him every day, I know he's an undrafted guy too. He's a guy that brings it 100% every play, and I mean, same with me. So, coach got to do a good job of just calming us down.
And he's an Oklahoma guy too. So
yeah, and he's an Oklahoma guy. So
have you had some good conversations? Yesterday, Champ said he's looking forward to seeing you guys go against each other, but y'all didn't yet. You haven't yet. He's gonna be a sight to see when you do.
Yeah, we went against each other a lot today, and I mean, today was the first day we really did sub, and I mean, we definitely would go back and forth. And, I mean, I just know Wes. I know the type of guy he is. Just watching film on him, playing against him every year, he's a guy that's going to bring it every play.
There's no way you can be friends with that guy, though, right?
Oh, I mean, he's on our team now, so I'll make sure I take care of him. But, I mean, it's just something about me, the way I play. When I get on the field, I snap into a totally different person. So, on the field, I try to be mindful of that's our teammate. But, I mean, when I get on the field, I snap. I really do.
I mean, a corner is a corner, and a guy who can cover is a guy who can cover. But what's the main? Is there something you have to do different than a outside corner as a slot corner? Is it the same skills?
No, it's the same thing. I really see myself as a true corner that can play slot, and the reason why I'm good at slot is because I know what I'm doing, and I know the defense, I know the system, and that's where I can communicate with linebackers, communicate with the safeties, and put everybody in the right coverage. And I mean, that's something that really sets me apart compared to a lot of DBs that I know what I'm doing.
So you're saying slot corners are thinking man's game? Or?
Yes, you have to be very intelligent to play the slot because you're communicating with linebackers, you're communicating with the outside corner, and you're communicating with the safety. So I have a lot of responsibility in this defense, and Coach Jack, he puts a lot of responsibility on me, and I mean, it comes easy to me because I know the whole system.
When defenses are introduced, if you're playing 70% of the time, shouldn't the cornerback or the slot guy be introduced for the rest of the starters? Isn't that a start?
I think so. I mean, I play just as many snaps as – probably more snaps than linebackers, but, I mean, that's just that's how they do it. I'm not really too worried about that too much, but I mean, I think the nickel should be introduced, though. What do y'all think?
I think.
Are we gonna tell you no?
You talk about communication with the safeties. What do you see from Raheem Moore year one to year two? You guys came in together.
Yeah.
Where is he now? Especially, he talked yesterday at length about putting that Baltimore play behind him. But where do you see Raheem Moore?
We came in the same year, so I mean, we're still learning a lot, and some guys learn faster than others, and I mean, he's definitely growing from. You see how he grew from year one to year two, and I mean, I'm looking forward to see him grow a lot more going into year three. he's a key to our defense. We need Raheem to really grow and really be an impact player back there at safety and make those incredible plays that you need from your safety to go far this season.
How much do you think that Baltimore play stuck with him?
I don't know how much it stuck with him. I mean, I just try to be a good teammate and encourage him to move on. And I mean, I'm pretty sure it still sticks with him, probably. But I mean, as a football player, you have to move on to the next play, and you can't let that one play discourage the body of work that he put in the whole season.
Rutgers Lombardi this year.
last year. How has the competition with those veterans made you better, made you player you are?
I mean, you play with the Broncos. They're bringing in good guys every year. So you always have to be ready to play. You can never relax. And I've definitely helped me raise my game. Just being able to talk to those guys that play in the league, and for years to come. And now I feel like I'm one of those vet guys. I mean, going into my third year, I played a lot and experienced a lot. Playoffs each year that I've been here, and. And I played well, so I mean that's definitely helped put me out there.
Charles Woodson was in here last week, and I met with the Raiders today. Did you get a chance to talk to him, or if they did bring him in, if he ends up signing here, what would it mean to add Charles Woodson to?
Just another guy that I mean, the veteran leadership. You can never have too many leaders on the team, and a guy like him, he's been over the hump. He's won a Super Bowl, and I mean that's something that we're trying to get. We're trying to get over that hump, and he's a playmaker. I don't know how many years he's played, but I know he got over 50 interceptions, and you can never you can always use a guy that has over 50 interceptions.
He was a rookie with Pacers, so that gives you an idea how old he is.
Oh, he's been in the league for a long time, man.
The boot camp that you went through in Dallas,
yeah.
How did that help you in your second season, and how has it helped you coming into this year?
Just really working on techniques. Try to be technically sound out there on the field, and working on my speed and my strength. And this year I'm 5 pounds heavier, but I feel like I'm more explosive, more way faster than I was last year. And that's something that going to my boot camp, doing that for the whole month of March and a little bit in April, I worked on my speed a lot. And it's just something that I'm young. I'm 23 years old. I'm hungry, so I still got a lot of improvements to do. And I got to do whatever it takes to continue to play at a high level.
How many guys are involved in that?
We got some guys. I got some guys that play for the Chargers, some corners. Steve Johnson came with me this first year, and just me, really.
And is it including nutrition? I mean, you talk about 85, so you're up to like 202?
I'm 200 right now. 200 and yes, it's nutrition. I mean, some days we'll go in there and he'll ask us what we eat, and if we don't eat good, then he'll run us to death until we puke. So, I mean, it's definitely nutritionist. He definitely keeps a good tab on us.
How did you get hooked up with that?
My cousin, he lives in Dallas, and his son trains with him, and he's like, come out to Dallas with me, and I came out there, went out there for a month. Feel like I improved a lot. Then had the year I had last year, and said I'm going back. I got to do the same thing again, and I feel like I definitely raised my game physically a whole nother level.
Do you ever get tired of the newness of intercepting Peyton? Is that worn off because you've just so much now?
No, you can never get tired of getting interceptions, and I got to prove myself every day. I'm undrafted. I have a slim opportunity, and I got to take advantage of my opportunity every day. And that's just how I approach every day, is that I got to get better. And, if Peyton's going to throw that ball out there, I got to make a play on it.
How are you going to keep the undrafted chip on your shoulder?
That's who I am. That's who Chris Harris is.
For your whole NFL career.
That's who I am. I mean, I can't change who I am. I've always been a hungry player, always been a guy that always fights for the team. And, and once that chip is off, then, that's not Chris Harris out there.
With all the time that's put into the pre-draft process, the All-Star games and the scouting and the combine, why do players like you and Wesley Woodyard, Les Welker, Aaron Foster, the list goes on and on, why do players so good fall through the cracks?
It's just the way the system is. My senior year was unfortunate. I wasn't on a good team. And then I coming from a basketball program, and my coaches didn't help me. And so when you get put in a situation like that, I mean, it's hard. It's easy for somebody to fall through the cracks, and that was just my situation.
You guys did beat CU, though.
I mean, that was the only game, only Big 12 win we got that year.
So what do you think, Chris, when I think you got like a $3,000 signing bonus when you came here, and then you see him get guys come in on a one-year deal, $4.5 million.
Yeah.
When you keep beating these guys out, but what do you look forward to the day that they're going to, maybe that chip on your shoulder
after
is going to go away a little bit when you finally get a big deal?
Oh, yeah, I'm just being patient. I'm not really worrying about my next deal or anything like that. I'm just worrying about what I can control. And, I mean, I've got one more year scheduled on my contract, and, I mean, that's the only thing I can worry about is going out there, balling out another year, and God will take care of the rest. Yeah, I mean, it definitely matters to me. I feel like I am a starting corner in this league, easy starting corner in this league. And, I mean, it's just I'm an undrafted guy that's taking advantage of the opportunity. That's the easiest way that I can describe it to you. And I'm just taking advantage of the playing time I get.